Blog Talk Radio.
Answer the phone.
I'll answer it. It's a near phone call.
By the way, yeah, we're just taking over.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so it begins. That's why I kind of just relax, hang out. I mean,
okay.
Like, I drank a lot, and, like, I drank a lot, but it was, like, a lot of chocolate beer, which is not even accustomed to, like...
Yeah.
Jesus. You drink chocolate beer, it's like drinking Willy Wonka's chocolate fountain and a gust of glue. It's like drinking the combination of what... chocolate fountain and the breath of Slugworth.
There you go. There you go. Anyway, okay.
Okay, great.
Are you joining us or no?
I'm joining you in steps. So when
that's
I'm...
it. There we go. Okay. What has been on since the last time I talked to people? I had no idea. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about something. But recently, I watched the Scientology documentary.
Going Clear.
And oh, my fucking Jesus Christ. If you're in Scientology right now, you really have to look at
it. It's just funny, because David Miscavige looks like a miscast version of, like, a cult leader.
Maybe.
Like, when you watch, like, any, like, biography, and they're doing, like, this is a
docudrama.
This is a docudrama.
Yeah.
Like, David Miscavige looks like,
you go,
this
like,
is what David Miscavige looks
like
in that.
You're like, no, not him.
No,
like,
that's not that guy.
Like, he really
looks like an extra in, like, a film.
He is.
Then Tom Cruise is, like, doing a thunder grip,
and like,
saluting
and
some asshole.
And then this Tom Cruise is fucking crazy, and Travolta is nuts. And you're watching this fucking documentary,
but,
and the people doing the ex-members are just this crazy.
That's my point of it, though. I have an odd take on it where, like, I'm like, dude, Tom Cruise and Johnny Drama Travolta, they don't really have, like, that, like, weird sort of take on their religion. I mean, Jesus. Not that big a deal.
No, of course not.
Like,
I mean,
honestly, like, you really have a lot of important people in this country that take their religion very seriously. I mean, like, they're not important people. But
unless,
like,
you watch an athlete talk or someone,
it's
like,
odd.
They're like, oh man, thank God for this, and you're like, why?
Not that big a deal.
You know, like, it's like, who gives a fuck?
I'm with the belief, though, that, like, hey, listen, this is my religion. Go fuck yourself if you have a problem with that.
Yeah, I'm right with you, man. Like,
it's my problem, not yours. Jesus Christ, don't sign up. You don't fucking... No one's forcing anybody in this country to be a Scientologist.
No one is.
And that's a,
clearly,
that's a lot.
Clearly, when you are a Scientologist, no one's forced you to be out of this thing.
No, of course not.
I mean,
well, that's a lot, but
that's
a lot to be said in a country that I feel that... Especially in our political field, that a lot of our politicians are forced to be either Christian or be totally leftist asshole, where they don't believe in anything. And, like,
but even your left, still who's this? Colonel Henderson. No one cares. Even your lefty still turns around and goes, "Hey, like." Like, even Obama was like, I'm a Christian, you know. It's just that most of the public relates to Jesus Christ because he is the tragic hero. I mean, American literature, most of it, to certain...
It's
most
not
Obama,
fair, though, to even say that most of the public relates to a character in a story.
I mean, I'm not saying... That's not my opinion. I'm just saying that's my opinion.
I know, but I'm saying... Assuming most of the public watched the fucking Star Wars series. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
I mean, like, what percentage is right now? Who's the oldest person in the country? 90, let's just say, like, mid-age? Middle age would be 70-something,
yeah.
Right? So 75, that's somehow middle age now. 75... living in an era where we would question, or 75 would be the Woodstock-ish type late 60s era. So, I mean, would it be safe to assume that those people have ungodly thoughts? I mean, you know, to assume that there is a Christian culture, number of religions, more importantly, I don't think religion exists any more. Culture exists in these days, you know, or resists, actually. What is this shit?
Oh, no, so it's fine.
Message phone, go ahead.
my answer.
Who is that?
Bring on my feet. I'm paying for this. I'm paying for this shit.
I gotta take a piss. I'm gonna go with the block.
All right, no problem. I think I got this thing.
I might go further than the block.
I think.
I just have to take a walk.
Thank you for your feedback.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with, like, the old. I wish I would love to be here. That's not even a thing.
We got plenty of time. We got.
And we got 3 hours to play with.
3 hours.
I need some time. I just wanted to get some.
There's no commercial break.
I just want to get some walking. I want to walk for a little bit.
Go for it.
Relax.
If you run down the block.
I'm not going down the block. I'm going a little further down the block. I just want to get some walk on.
Okay, get some food.
But I want to finish this guy off, get my pants on. I put my pants on.
Make sure there's some food.
Jeans on.
There's some food coming back, okay?
No, food's coming back. Just Swiss cheese and bagels.
Swiss cheese and bagels sound fine today.
Put some salt. Put some salt on that shit.
Salt. That's all you need. That's all you need.
Two bagels each. Relax.
That's all you need. If Brooklyn Deli is open, then
we're going down there.
Put some vegetable oil cream cheese.
I'm going to see you real quick, right?
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm back in a second. If you used to do a show down.
So, as you heard, we've had an old day drinking binge. Now, listen. If I were you, any given opportunity to drink beer from 12 o'clock at night to 4 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock in the afternoon to 4 o'clock in the morning, if you've given the opportunity to do this, please, go ahead and do so. It is the greatest feeling in the world. You hang out. It's a kula matata. Remember that from The Lion King?
You know what, that girl, Ashley? And fucking Dom is bringing out some guy named Doug. And it's fucking ridiculous.
So what's going on here is that my partner,
yeah, that one.
My brother, my partner in life.
No, it's not even a thing. Like, I don't even care. Like you want
to
fuck
Rob from the Stay Soft and Rob show wants to get laid. And Sergeant Dynamite, if you're a following listener, is bringing out this fellow named Doug, who is like, hey, I'm out. Now this guy wants to fuck this girl.
He's Doug Monkey Wrench, if he wants.
He's Doug Monkey Wrench. He's a monkey wrench in the whole thing.
No, but seriously, it's kind of ridiculous. I honestly don't give a shit about, like, I'm not intimidated by fucking another guy coming out. I'm pretty self confident in the way I look, so it's not that big a deal. But the I really don't care. Just that, like, if she's like playing her schedule out, if she wants to come out and like not come out, that makes me a little less like, what the fuck, dude? You know, like, he wants to come out for the guy. And so it draws like a little, it puts a monkey wrench in my way of thinking. It also puts like a little, like, you know, like, ah, oh, fuck, dude. Where's my mojo? You know, like, welcome, Chisholm will come out for me. And like, that's how, like, I don't, like, I'm not, like, I'm, I think I'm, I mean, I actually kind of know I'm not, like, come out for a guy, because I don't give females that much of attention and shit like that. Not that I'm like a 10, and I'm far from a 10 personality as well. So, like...
Yeah, but you're a good one, man.
I'm okay, and...
You're a young Al Pacino, like, Panic in Needle Park.
Yeah, I'm not bad-looking, and also... yeah, well, thank you. But the, I don't feel like, and also, like, I have an odd sort of, like, I have an odd rapport with, like, girls that are into me and shit like that. I don't understand that. It's more on me than on them and shit like that. But, I was like, fucking, I gotta deal, like, now, but, like, the thing is, like, you have a friend and shit like that, and now you gotta deal with another fucking guy, and it's like,
Yeah, it's the only guy. It's absolutely.
But, like, it's fun, because I'll go head-to-head with that motherfucker, and just, like, really, like, fucking go head-to-head, but then I come across creepy if I don't do well, especially if the odds are against me, but you know what? Answer the fucking phone.
Private caller.
Answer the phone. Give me the phone. I want
to
answer.
It's to bring up my feet. I do not want anyone to answer this phone. Bring up my feet.
Fuck.
Private calls.
Call through Blog Talk Radio, you prick. I don't care if it's an emergency. Jesus. Who's choking on what? Dicks?
I don't like this. But yeah, I feel like when De Niro's doing a show at Casino, I know who you are. They're fucking nice. Stop. Jesus.
But yeah, so I'm like, whatever. I don't really give a shit. I'm just like fucking this way, going like the
whole thing.
Man, whatever.
But those things happen. Again, you know, that's what happens.
I mean, like, you know, like, if the girl's really into him, like, oh my god, he's like my son. I'm not gonna say, who am I saying?
He's the one.
You know,
there's no such thing as the one.
No. My point is though, like if that's a thing in her head, then that's fine. I don't care about that. But I'm saying, like, you know, like if it's like it hurts more, like if she's a lot more attractive than you are.
That's bullshit.
And that would kind of devastate me.
You know what though? No, you do with that though. You take out your cock and you should rub her on her thigh.
My cock's not that big.
Yeah, but you know what? It's probably bigger than his though.
Oh well, thank you.
Yeah, that's what you do. That's what I do. I take out my dick, and you know what, though? If your cock's not that big, you throw a little ball in there.
No,
you throw some balls in there. You throw your left nut in there, your right nut.
You're right.
That's what you do.
No, you're totally right. This is, like, you know, like, now, like, this is in my life.
No matter what. Who cares?
Like, 2 weeks ago, it was hot and shit, and
nah, you gotta throw it down every weekend.
I'm gonna shed some. I'm okay. I'm not bad. I'm okay. I was in worse shape. This weekend was terrible.
Yeah. You had the week off.
I had a week off, so.
There you go.
No, it's been bad. I need like 5 weeks of yesterday. Like literally, that's what I need.
Yesterday. There you go.
Like, literally, I need, like, yesterday, like, no drinking, ate one meal. I didn't have a good meal either. I had cheeseburger and french fries.
You're a no person with you.
What?
You're a no person weekday.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but well, that's what I need, though, I'm saying. Like, I need, like, no nothing. Like, just, I mean, this week, the only thing that saved me is that post-Sunday, or Monday, I'm sorry. What? Post Monday, I've been okay. Like, I haven't been to, like, I mean, after I came on Monday morning and I was eating gyros. Is that Monday? It was Monday. I had 7 gyros within Monday and Sunday. It might have been Tuesday, actually.
Oh, okay.
But
you know what it is, though? It's not like a horrible thing to do. Okay.
Yeah, but you don't understand. Like, because, like, you know,
I preach on this program body positivity.
No, but that guy's full of shit because you don't understand personal vanity though. Like the guy that preaches body positivity is a fucking
faggot. He's full of shit.
It's like you can be body positive and be 300 fucking pounds.
Yeah.
But like be personally what's that word?
You could be right.
Vain. There we go.
Vain. Yeah.
Yeah. Personally, I just took me a while to find out the fucking
word. Okay, go on, please.
But you can be personally vain and like accomplish the same goals that the body positive guy does, and like people will come down and you go, "That's a vain fucking faggot and a fucking asshole, like a fucking dude."
I mean, these guys.
But like the guys that are body positivity is the guy who loses a bunch of weight, and it was like, "Oh, I'm proud of him." But then as a guy like me, it was like, oh, shit, I'm getting a little fucking fat. And I go, wow, I don't want to like that fucking fat fuck. And now I'm fucking a vain douche.
This idea that this body
how about we stop looking at other people?
Stop eating maybe.
No, how about we just stop looking at other people and just live our own lives? Like, if you're a fat little fuck and you're comfortable with it.
Fine.
You're a fat little fuck.
You're comfortable of being a fat bastard and living a life. Like, listen, throughout time, fat guys don't get laid. They get hookers. Like, that's the thing. You know, but you see in the movies all the time. Like, you know, we did, they're making.
Yeah, but
shit
right,
up.
Right. It's not end all be all. It's not the way this person put it.
Dom DeLuise was never in a love interest in a fucking movie.
Dom DeLuise is an exception, though.
It's always the rugged guy who's poor.
Exception.
He has, like, the fucking
but
dirt
on his
cheek.
If you're fat.
You're not getting
If you're a fat guy, girls are not attractive. So what? But if you're a fat guy, it doesn't mean that you're not an attractive person.
Of course not.
It doesn't mean that you can't get
laid.
Of
course not. And be yourself. That's what you have to
cope with. So be yourself. And if you lose weight, by the way, and this is my fucking point. This is my point. If you lose weight, it's not an accomplishment. You just lost weight and you bettered yourself, or you felt like you bettered yourself. But you were fine before then, Jesus. If your girth is compromising your health, then honestly lose weight. But other than that, getting weight loss for cosmetic reasons, other than you feeling
we
good,
shouldn't employ you for this.
I don't want to hear it from
you. I don't get it.
It doesn't matter.
Like, dude, good for you.
You
got
well.
Surgery.
And I'm not criticizing a fat fuck who lost a bunch of weight.
No,
I think that's fine.
No,
that's
great.
Excellent. But if you're a fat guy, if you're a fat bastard right now, and you're feeling fucking sorry for yourself. Then listen, I am your shoulder to cry on. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, of course.
That's not that big a deal. Listen, you'll lose weight. That's fine. I'm coping
you,
with that.
If you're a fat guy,
I'm not gonna fat shame a fat fuck who's on the couch and like, my God,
bullshit. I mean, look, you're a really fat fuck, obesity, it is generic. There is a generic.
Genetics. Not generics.
Okay, whatever. Okay, correct me on my own podcast, I guess. I guess I'll find myself. Listen, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. No, seriously. Generics. But if you're truly a fat bastard and you're like, you're gonna get there. Some group now these days that come behind you and just like, hey, that's Ronnie, he's the fat guy in fucking Red Bank, New Jersey, we're throwing money behind you.
I just feel if you're really advocate for people, that you let people be who they are. I mean, you want to lose a bunch of weight, you want to gain a bunch of weight, it's fine. I'm not even being a liberal douchebag. I'm not saying that fat people are disgusting or not disgusting. Like, you have your own.
That Michelle Obama does.
Like, I don't disclose an opinion. I don't hate people, and I'm not being a guy that's like, I don't hate people because I don't hate anybody. I'm just saying, though, that, like, if a fucking fat bastard wants to go out there and eat fucking McDonald's every fucking night, then you're fucking business. Leave him alone. And if your kid wants to do it, then you put a fucking stop to it. Don't rely on other people as an example to show that fucking kid that that's what you shouldn't be doing. That's all I'm saying. Because it's fucking ridiculous. So many people like, oh my God, like, you know, like what he did. He lost a bunch of weight. It's bullshit. Your kid's a fat fuck. Like, what is Jared going to do? I mean, I don't understand that part of it.
Yeah, I never understand
why you showing this person your kid. I don't get it.
Like, what's the point? Like, just what's the point?
I've had points in my life.
Are they all like 100% successful? Well, you're like, wait, crack addiction, do you all recover 100%? Of course not. But, like, why are you comparing crack, which is an addiction, to compare to obesity and eating? It's something that,
I don't know. I don't know where that comparison
lies. Stop giving your kid Dungaroos at 9 years old.
I don't know where that comparison lies. I mean, like, I just don't understand why, like, you have to go out and applaud somebody for losing weight or go out and discriminate against somebody who gained weight opposed to cope with that person.
I 100% agree with you.
And if
why do you have to applaud someone
for losing weight?
For losing weight. And why do you have to
by the way,
criticize someone for gaining weight?
And by the way, take it from somebody who's lost weight. I've had two bouts in my life where I had to lose weight, and it's difficult. It's so... No, not bout. Like, yeah, not that kind of bout. No, I'm saying though, it's very difficult. But I never expected a pat on the back or anything like that. I just don't want. I lost weight. I just lose weight and that's it. And then it's
for
over.
For you, it's not for anyone.
I'm like, Maybe I'm grateful because maybe the weight disparity wasn't that big of a deal either.
Yeah.
But I mean, no, for me it was. I mean, you lose. I lost in two times in my life where I've lost. I lost 40
if
pounds.
People think losing
at 19,
weight. If people think losing weight is going to make them healthier, I'm for all means. If people from losing weight because they're like, oh, I want to look more attractive. Go fuck yourself.
No, my thing with losing weight is vanity issues. I would lose weight.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, but
no,
it's true, though.
That's what everyone's attitude should sort of be. I mean,
I don't give a shit. What? Who? What? Your fucking your neighbor has the fucking nice ab on the. Who gives
a bad thing?
Fuck.
A lot better than eating a 12
piece. Oh, he's eating such great. I don't want to hear about this. Fuck.
Yeah, but like, but there is a part of me though, like that. If you ask me, do you do an extra sit up or eat an extra fucking donut? I will take the guy that's extra sit up any day of the week. You need a fucking extra donut. You're a fucking asshole. But you're
like a fucking nut where you're like that guy. How do you know that guy is not a guy that goes, I did extra donut, but I will also take a fucking extra million from your bank account.
Yeah, but.
I
guess
your donut guy is just like.
But you're going by what you assume, and
you're
going
like by what you
around.
Assume, because maybe the guy that does the extra stuff is a fat guy, the extra donut guy's a thing guy. We never established it, did we?
No, we haven't. That's why I'm saying, though. That
I cussed you on that one.
You haven't caught me on that, because I had a rebuttal in.
Oh, no, you've been here a half hour. You're supposed to take a walk.
No, I haven't been here a half hour. I'm going away. Doesn't take me to...
you're done with that one.
I'm almost done. Yeah, I gotta fucking do it.
For you. That's what happens.
No, I need a break for me.
You
want to
take a walk.
Yeah. 2:30. So.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah. Take your walk.
Take your tour. Go ahead.
Take your tour.
I don't know where I'm going to walk to. I think I might go a little further out. I'm going to get a couple of cigarettes, relax.
Bring back some cheese.
Swiss cheese and bagels, right? Cool.
Bring back a whole pie from Le Pondor.
No, I can't do that. I'm not walking with a pie. It's not going to happen.
Okay. No problem. This is interesting radio. It's all about food discussion.
You can't. I want to drink some more. So like a Swiss cheese with bagels are a lot more soft. Like they're a lot more lighter than.
I want to do it. This is what I want to get into. I want to get my podcast back.
Right, I want
to
come to that.
The Greg Carty Show for the first time in April.
I don't know if I took a picture of that, but I want to take this.
And we're gonna do it.
You know what? Can you do my favor?
Can I get a picture? Take the picture. There he goes. Perfect.
Give me a picture. I want to take a picture of all the bottles.
Rob, formerly from the Steak Sauce and Rob program, is going to take a picture of the bottles. No one looks more happier. We have a few. That's what happens. Guys, if you're drinking, keep fucking drinking. Stop with the shit.
No, we're doing this one.
Stop the shit. You keep going on. You keep going.
One more. One more.
Let's do one more. Okay, hang on. Wow. 20 minutes.
All these guys. All these. I don't want to think of my boys.
His boys.
All my boys.
There you go. You keep going forward the whole thing. Again, 347-850-1811 if you want to call it.
Right, I have my pants on.
Yeah. Let's put his pants on.
I was wearing shorts.
Listen, by the way, I was talking the entire time, so if you get any ideas. So I wasn't throwing my hands very often either, but, yes.
Yeah, I thought it was
live,
by the way.
The Rick Curry Show. Okay. Those things happen. Listen, guys out there. If a girl, if you're in the friend zone, you gotta get away from it, okay? These girls don't give a fuck about you. If you're in the friend zone, this whole shit. People go like, hey, why is your friends with girls? Listen, you you're only friends with your friend's girlfriend, okay, or wife. And half time, your friend's girlfriend, when she comes to wife, that wife can't stand you because you represent every single, you represent every single part of it that wants to be single. It's never going to happen. Yeah, you think Julie likes you if you're a single guy. Yeah, Julie, she loves me. She doesn't. She hates you. Julie likes you with me with a girlfriend, but Julie doesn't approve of your girlfriend because she's.
Oh,
the,
I take out the bottle, then. Sorry.
Yeah, take out the bottle. She's the cunt that now Julie thinks she's the cunt that like rules around your friends, you know, your friends' girlfriends. I've been there too. You know, your friend's chick that's hung around for years. She's gone out with you. She's bought a few pictures. This means. She thinks she rules the whole fucking thing. It's absolutely fucking false. She thinks like, oh, she's a cunt. No, you don't call by her. You don't call by her. Fuck that. By yourself. This whole bullshit. These fucking guys that go out there. Man, you know, there's no such thing. Stop. Here's my advice to people in their late 20s. Find something you like to do. It doesn't have to be comedy. It doesn't have to be radio. It doesn't have to be anything. Just find something that you're like, for the next 20 years, I can do this. That's what we built ourselves in America. That's what we did. We've gone out here, pooped it all away. There's you gotta make money somehow. And the minute you think you have enough, you sit down, and if it's 43, if it's 63, if it's 97, you go out there and you're just trying to enjoy the money you have. That's all. That's what we have here. But what are you doing?
I think I saw these balls.
Oh.
Is that made or the
No, it's you.
Me?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Take out the bubbles.
All right, take out the bubbles, please. I'm in an intimate conversation with my audience.
Yeah, that shit, right?
That giant wine bottle.
Mega balls,
yeah. So, I'm glad we got a good fucking 2.5 hours. We're going to talk. That's what we're going to do here. We're gonna fucking talk. We're gonna drink. Maybe eat. Have a good fucking time. Right after this, give me a second. I gotta take a break.
Have
a time.
Remember, I called you at a certain point. I don't know if it was today or whatever. Yeah. I don't know if it was today. Chat bar called you, so.
Done.
Right?
I'm saying these people crying over bullshit. Over the fact that, oh, this guy said this and this guy said that. Stop it. My private feelings are my private feelings. And there has been this saying out there. What I say about you and how I feel about you are two different things. the old Honeymooners line. And we lost that a long time ago. Lost it. We instead instilled the feelings that we think, things we say, things we feel. It's not. It's not. You know, who cares? Who cares? If someone says this, do they really hold weight? In today's society, we have so many options, we have so many thoughts, so many feelings, we have everything. Does it really matter if someone comes around and says, hey, time out. This person's great. No! I'm like, Al Sharpton. Jackson. Gives a shit what they say. Cares. Doing it. That disrupts Al Sharpton is that he was the asshole who was on the wrong reasons. See the South Carolina bullshit. We've all seen it. So horrifying. My problem is with this, is that how many times is a society, the African American culture, don't you cry, a white cop shop? You all can't be innocent. It can't happen. I watched the Eric Garner thing. That was horrifying. But you all can't be innocent. There has to be a reason. There can't be too many white cops shooting a black guy down without the reason. It doesn't. Of course there's racism. I know there is. But it can't just be every other month. It just can't be. There's got to be a point where someone takes accountability. If it's the cops or if it's the blacks. End of story. If you yell at me like, look at it, political correct. If it's a law enforcement or if it's African American, someone has to take accountability. Who wants to step up here? Who wants to do it? Who wants to be the guy? Hello? Unfortunately, we live in a society where we either praise the one or we destroy the other. We live in that society. We don't want to hear. We don't want to hear this shit. We don't want to hear. Oh, well, you know, they're sitting there and they have this these struggles. But there are plenty of white guys struggling. There are plenty of immigrants going out there struggling. But African Americans have had it kind of handed to them the last 20 years. It's what they want to do with the struggle. And quite frankly, they don't want too much with them. They had the right to be lazy. They had the right to be dumb. This pedestal that other African Americans put on them is unreasonable. They think it's because you're black in this country, you should be a rocket scientist. It shouldn't be. Because you're black in this country, you should be successful. You have the right to be unsuccessful. The right to do whatever you want. That's your right. You don't have the right to, when you break the law, you don't have the right for you to criticize police, law enforcement, for catching you breaking the law. That doesn't come to play. Believe me, I am not the most, when it comes to law enforcement, I'm not the most like, oh, hey, time out. know, Laura Foster is always, no, I'm not. I'm not. I'm the furthest thing from that. But that doesn't mean when Laura Foster's doing their job, I'm not talking about shooting a kid in the back of the neck. I'm not talking about Michael Brown. I'm not talking about Eric Garner. I'm not talking about a situation like that. You cannot cry wolf every time. There's got to be a situation. Got to be a reason. They're not coming after you because they just see you and you're black. There's got to be a fucking reason. Unfortunately, this has to be, there has to be a reason. And are you willing to obey society? Are you willing to live your life? If you live your life as a fucking marijuana dealer, which we all know is a fucking hip-hop crime and no one gives a fuck, then do it. Live your life. But rest assured you, if a white cop sees you, they don't like you. Whites do not like blacks. Blacks do not like whites. End all and be all. You guys don't like each other. I don't put myself into this mix because I can give a fuck. But your hardcore white guy who pays his taxes and makes a living on an $80,000 career salary. He works as a cop, a fireman, a sanitation worker. They don't like black people. Black guys don't like black people. Don't like white people. They don't like black people either. That's kind of the difference. Is that white people give a fuck about white people. And believe it, white people, like, if you, actually, I should reverse that. Because Irish do not like Italians. White people do not like Jews. Like it all fits there. Like that's the thing. Racism is expanded. It's just not racism, because there's two races, white and black. But culture, like, it's not genuine. Like, people don't like Jews. How many times you hear Jew people down? Hear it all the time. But we should have sensitivity toward homosexuals and African Americans. Oh, why? Who says? Where's the sensitivity lie? You take Indiana, for example. They're idiots. They're retarded. It's not a homosexual issue. The human right issue. And the more we realize this, the more as a society we will move on. Until then, it's one group versus the rest. It's a human rights issue. I'm sorry. So, anyway. I don't know what happened last 10 minutes. I'm on a rant. I'm preaching. I'm not giving the laughs that are provided. But sometimes you gotta get this stuff right. Right. Anyway, moving on. I'll get into some stuff anyway. Does anyone really, like, the Scientology thing is crazy. But is it really as far-fetched as any other religion? You think about Scientology, it's fucking nuts. It's fucking crazy. And the ex-church members are nuts. They're going on. They're like, oh, these, look at their eyes. These people are fucking out of their minds. Now you got like Travolta and Tom Cruise, and like that, like that's your like they're the guys. They're like those. Like, hey, who do you have to speak up for this relation? John Travolta, Tom Cruise. They're not exactly fucking Moses. Like, they're like the John Travolta and Tom Cruise are the equivalent to Moses or Christ or Muhammad, one of the fucking religious characters there are, because they're all, it's all the same. It doesn't matter. It's all religion. Religion is fucking crazy. Crazy. Like, the whole idea of God is not crazy. Fine, you believe in God. That's awesome. You know, yeah, someone who put us all here. I don't know what the fuck they got. Someone had to be thrown in the mix here. There had to be one original person. That's fine. But these stories are so full of shit. And Christians turn around and go, whoa, Jesus. What the Jesus. There's been so many better characters than Jesus in the last fucking 300 years. I would take Romeo over Jesus. I would take Macbeth over Jesus. I would take Holding Caulfield over Jesus. I would take Walter White over Jesus. I would take so many characters. Well, Jesus is the guy. Get the fuck out of here with Jesus. Listen, the only thing Jesus, the only thing we know about Jesus, he was a nice guy. He's a good dude. He died for his sins. The idea, what you bond, you sin. Are you fucking crazy? So when people go like, Scientology is full of shit, well, what do you believe in? I believe in Christian. I believe in Catholicism. Get the fuck out of here. No, you don't. I watched the documentary. The documentary was fascinating. Fucking tremendous. And it taught you a lot. Fucking, the whole thing was awesome. You know, Tom Cruise had his fucking mind. Fucking crazy. Nuts. Nuts. I'm not saying this, telling a secret. This guy's fucking crazy. But, I don't know. Fucking, I am so tired of fucking people. I really am. I'm done. I'm just done with people. Out of it. Like, when people turn around and go, hey, what do you believe in? I don't know, what do you want to hear? Or I look like, no, I don't. Most people out there suck. I'm not just going, well, you only grew up in New York City, you only know Americans. No, I can guarantee if I knew other languages, if I spoke other languages, I can guarantee most people will. You all suck. You really do. You go out there and, you know, people just stink. Idea, fucking. Like, holidays are great because it's just like the one day you share a common interest, and then you look and go, "Why we're doing this?" Like, fuck you. I hate it. Fucking hate it. And women suck dick too. Fuck women. Guys blow. Guys suck. Guys in general suck. Like, you're a guy and you're just like, you know, when you're walking around, like, you have a dick, you suck. Like, guys suck. But women just are the biggest disappointment because as a guy, you know you suck. Like, as a guy, like, that's Bobby, he sucks. Like, fuck him. women don't know this, but they should know this. And the fact that they don't know this is what really pisses me off. Because you should know this fucking guy sucks. Because everyone makes fun of the captain of the football team when they're a senior in high school. Everyone's like, the quarterback, you know. I can guarantee you the quarterback is making, at least in today's day, making $50,000 a year. He's fucking some hot chick. You know, your nerd fantasy about the quarterback, he's doing just as good as you are. He's living just as comfortably as you are. You can go, like, hey, like, we started a tech company. Like, yeah, you probably are making millions, but you're miserable sitting there with your fucking nerdy dick just going, oh, I wish I was the quarterback. You keep wishing you're the quarterback, but you're not. The quarterback's a dickbag. He's fucking a fireman now. He's fucking, yeah, he may not be fucking the hedge healer that he was dating in high school. He's like fucking one of her friends. He's living comfortably himself. But you personally are like, oh, I'm this fucking success in the digital age. What the fuck? No, you're just as loserish as you were fucking 15 years ago. Because you're looking back at the quarterback. Stop looking back at the quarterback. The quarterback sucks anyway. I just hate that. Like, in high school, going by the last 15 years, like, there's two types of people. There's the nerds and there's the quarterbacks. Well, you and I have been in high school. We fell in the same boat. We were just people, walked around. We weren't cool, we were fucking geeks. We walked around, lived our life, and enjoyed the whole fucking shit. We got to a party on a Saturday night that was tops. Senior year, we all got wasted. It was a great time. Instead, we got this whole shit today where it's like, there's this revenge with these nerds, and like, nerds are like, oh, nerds, take it, whatever. But like a year ago, the nerds took over. It's like, ah, no, they did not. These nerds are gay. They're not going to do anything. And fuck the word. Fuck this whole language bullshit. You know, the gays and the faggots and the niggers. Guys, move on with this whole shit. As well as 2015, you shouldn't say these words. No, it's now more than ever, words should just be like, hey, like, these are words. These are words we can say. Like, not saying the words aren't progression. Saying the words is progression. Progressive. That's what that is. But most people out there are like, oh, well, hey, time out. We can't say this shit. Fuck you. The fuck out of you. What you want? Please, by all means. You know, these fucking people out here today. Disgraceful. Disgraziat. You know what? If I'm gonna fucking check, okay? Because it isn't. Prostitution should be totally illegal. And what do you know, Mama? My dog here. Come on, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Treat? Treat? Yeah, okay. It's the Greg Curry Show. This is what happened on the Greg Curry Show. We cater to our own. We know what we're doing here. I'm a little drunk, so the show's not sporadic. What happens? No calls. We have 2 hours left. We got plenty of content to fill. I'm going to get into all this shit. Give me some time. I'm trying to get my feet wet. Fuck. I don't think I've cursed as much in my previous shows. So we're going to get there. So, 8:56. We got 2 hours left. We got till 10:53, which is fucking crazy, you ask me. So we're getting all in. We're getting all shit in. We're going to rock it, fucking cock it. And look, if I were you right now, I would dive in, get some beers, fuck pussy. That's what I'm going to do. I'm doing this right now. This is just me taking a laxer and diving in 11 and fucking pussy. If you're a fat guy out there, and you're like, oh, time out. Like, I can't. Like, but dude, fuck pussy in the craziest way. If you're a fat guy, this thin guy's got the luck. They're a thinner guy, they can kind of like, you know, they can like wear like a fucking wristband and go, ah. Like, fat guys don't have that luck. Like, we don't get pussy. Like fat guys just, you know, the only if you're fat and you get pussy, if like you're in the mob and like you can kind of like have a hookup with the chicks and like you're like powerful, that's the way you get pussy if you're a fat guy, you're a fat Italian guy. But I'm telling you, if you're a fat guy, you get pussy, you respect you a lot. And you respect the point of the show. Because you can't just do crazy shit like what some like thin guy does, like fuck her in the ass. But you're expected to, like, you know, like, bug the fucker, put, like, candle wax, like, on your, like, chest. And then you're fucking her, and you're like, hey, it's time to bring in the midgets. And the midgets come in, and they're fucking with their fucking shit. They're like they're wearing like fucking skull masks and all the shit. And it's like, all right, everyone look, but you're fucking her, and you stop midgets start teabagging her. And that's an evening. Yeah, that's an evening. At 2 hours, I had no more material. I'm in a tough spot, buddy. It's a tough spot. Great career show. I'm telling people, stop what you're doing. Listen to Blabble on Friday. We got you. I got nothing. This is it. I've been talking for an hour. I haven't thought of a word I said. I've just been talking. Ugh. Horrible. What am I going to do here? Anyway. I don't know. Been cool, though. Been cool fucking couple of weeks. So. That'll work. People shouldn't work. People work too hard. And like, you know, people prideful things. They're like, oh, I work hard. It's like, no, stop, please. It's like, don't work. It's pathetic. Oh, what about bills? It's like, well, get down on it. You can find some shit to pay your bills. Like, you don't need an iPhone. You really don't. I think, fuck. You don't need an iPhone. Do you have a phone? Does it make phone calls? Does it reach out to people? It does. So you don't fucking need one. You don't need a fucking iPhone for you to look up the local Starbucks, or like when you're sitting with your group of friends, you could be the smartest guy because you Wikipedia'd fucking the guy who played Littlefinger in Game of Thrones. Like, stop. You don't need a fucking iPhone. You don't need one. Put it down. You don't need this shit. Stop. Sucks dick. No idea. Fucking, we judge people on what type of phone they have. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. Nuts. Nuts, baby. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to drink some red wine when I have a chance. But right now, I got to hold myself a little chip on. Now that I have this whole thing up, no one's listening, so it's all. But no one's listening, things, those faces seem not bad. want to see the oil one, but pull back. We'll stay pulling back. I pull back. Give me a second. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk. But, it's boring radio. What do you want to do? I don't know. I'm not a fucking professional. I have an act. Just a shitter. Everything else. What would feel better, my credit card or my mother's credit card? Am I, yeah, clearly. Did Pavarotti get laid? No, he didn't. If I come to fucking yell and scream, because he's fucking, he got his fucking phone, yeah. And this guy's a fucking idiot. This guy's fucking stupid. You gotta watch out for kids like that. I'll drink a little red wine, put myself a chicken parmesan. Little big ziti. So I'm good. $17 fucking. Fucking kidding me? What's the whole thing? 10. Hang on. Podcast. I stink. This podcast stinks. I admit it.
No.
so awkward when I hand the guy. So awkward, I had a guy fucking dollar for a tip. So fucking awkward. This is horrible. I've done a horrible show. This is terrible. I got nothing to bring. I'm a little drunk. What the heck? Face it. I had nothing to come up here with shit. I'm done. Hour and 48 minutes. I don't want to totally pull out, but why not? Listen, I was rocking and rolling until that fat bastard came in here. He was calling about his phone. I was rocking and rolling. I was going in. I was killing it. And then when he came in here, he threw me the fuck off. Threw me. We all know the sense of being thrown. But you know what? Sorry, I'm going to a routine. I don't know. Shit. Gives you away. It's like, got my Pronto coming. I'm also red wine. If you don't drink red wine, maybe you have some ice and see how you feel about it. And if you don't drink it, then please. I don't know. I feel like fucking shit. I'm sitting here talking bullshit, not fucking doing anything. Arnold Radio. Disgraceful. I feel like this is my first show in a couple of weeks. I feel like I was going really well. And, I feel like I'm taking a major, major step back. Let me call. See where it is. You get my swishes. Over him. Don't fucking worry. I'm coming to pull right not to buy Swiss cheese. Hour and 45 minutes. Wow. It's crazy. It's a long clock ahead of us. Let's face it. And I had thought about it, but listen, I'm not the most personal guy, that's my opinion. Most certainly not. Certainly not. Yeah, don't buy Swiss cheese.
I already bought it. Yeah.
Oh, no, because I ordered. I was from Pronto. Yeah, I ordered myself chicken parmesan. What?
Credit card?
No, I use my card.
Use what?
I use my card.
Careful, don't worry about it. I
already want to
push
you
today, so they may not have any.
I use the credit card anyway, but...
I don't give a shit if you use the credit card.
All right, where are you right now?
I'm like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll see you then.
preserve.
Well, you know what, though? Tomorrow when we wake up, fresh bagels.
I know that part of it, but like, huh, all right, whatever.
Sounds good.
I guess you can in the afternoon or something like that.
Oh, it sounds like the tits. Boy, we have a long night ahead of us. Come back here. We got an hour and 40 minutes of the podcast. We're all good.
Yeah, I know that part of it. I just wanted to, like, I'll have a bagel. I want to take a shower and, like, drink, you know, like, drown out a little bit. That way I have plenty of night in me, you know?
Do it. Do it.
That's
your thing.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about it. So, all right. Well, listen. I have people.
That's your thing.
I might have one sucker.
See, I just
have one.
You
hear him? Drain.
What's that?
Weightlifting and I'll drain out.
Yeah.
And
I'll
give you an hour. Give me an hour off.
Oh, will you?
Recharge my batteries until 11. And then we'll get going. We'll go all the end up.
Sounds good. Okay.
Wait,
I'll fuck yourself.
Don't like Christian
Metz, huh? Okay, great. All right, I'll see you then.
All right, bye.
Let's see. Wing me out, little Susie. Ugh. I had cough with sound. I haven't done this show in a long time. Give me some fucking slack. You know, it's the weakest episode we've done. Okay, I don't know a whole lot going on. I got into my whole shit, and it happens. You know. It's like when kids talk about the Fast and Furious 7. If you like the Fast and Furious 7, you should suck a dick. Okay. It should be interesting. I got $1 on me. I'm a typically big driver in $1. What type of response do you think? I like when I go to a restaurant, I become the employer of these employees, but I love that. I love when I go somewhere, but now I'm in charge. I pay whatever you think you're worth. Like, now you get paid hourly, $7.35 an hour, or $8 an hour. But you just attending my table, you get paid your worth. We'll give you your commission, your $25 table. I love that. It's typical America. The person sitting down who represents the middle class has to pay this tuition, this inquiry, whatever the fuck the word is. The owner doesn't have to pay this poor bastard serving tables. Okay. It's what the country has come into. Is that we have to tip. Whoever makes money has to tip this particular person. Because they are serving you. And in the process, while they're serving you, they're doing a shitty job. Looking at shitty jobs. Yeah, of course. So do I take care of people serving me? Of course I do. If I miss one every now and then, should I be deemed as the fucking asshole? No. The boss should be deemed as the asshole, not me. But why not me? Because I'm the one fucking picking the boss. I wasn't employing you. This is your job to come here, deliver food, And whatever I give you, I give you. This isn't this sort of, this is standard. There's no standard. Shut the fuck up. It's employment. Whatever I give you, I give you. Please, if I don't give you it, move the fuck on. And if you know what, if I give you $2, count your blessings. And appreciate the guy that gives you $5, the naive asshole that does. Just one day he's going to wake the fuck up. He's going to realize, why did I give $5 to some douchebag that's delivering chicken parmesan to my house? But I can save that $5 for the new fucking tank out in the back. So this way, mosquitoes don't fucking bite me while me and my friends are hanging out in the back room. Yeah, that's when he's going to realize, like, oh, all that fucking pizza tip money could have went to fucking a new tent. So listen, cocksucker who's delivering food, be appreciative of the money you get. You're not doing a tough job. You're delivering food. Yeah, I know, gas and all cocksucking bullshit, but you take the job. It's like the army. It's what you get what you sign up for. If you sign up for tough shit, you're going to get tough shit. You're $20 of gas, and you're whatever the fuck you're going to make. Go fuck yourself. Fucking cocksuckers. They want this. They want that. They're like the new fucking fireman. And since when did the NFL become the new fireman in this fucking country? Every time you hear it, it's like, you're rubbish. They take the hits and they deserve this. They play a game for 16 fucking weeks, 3 hours a day. No, but they got concussions, they work hard. Shut the fuck up. The guy who's sitting on top of the fucking roof when there's winds coming, that's the guy who works hard. Not the linebacker who goes up against Peyton Manning, plays a game. Shut the fuck up. No, they deserve top dollar guarantee. They deserve shit. Oh, God. That's what they deserve. Compared to other sports and athletics, look, the NFL is a mega, mega fucking thing. Everyone roots for the NFL. Everyone loves the NFL. You get paid in blood. The baseball players get paid in fucking shit. Everyone knows what they're made of. White Spanish guys who go out there, they all look like fucking police officers. No one likes baseball. So when these guys get paid, just remember, they're not the most popular guys in school. NFL is like, industry. It's great sport. Fuck you. NFL sucks dick. Just like everything else. Fucking sucks balls. If you disagree with me, go fuck yourself. Fuck dick. I like this sport. Good. But, you know, a lot of these 40-year-old assholes like the NFL, we sit there on some days you watch the NFL, or just like, oh, yeah, you go fuck yourself. These 40-year-old scumbags, you just turn around and today, they just don't know what it is. Why? To live in the 80s where drunk driving and cocaine was socially acceptable? Yeah, I would trade my iPad for a fucking weekend in the 80s. What? So I can go around and fucking snort coke and be like, not judged for it? Now today, if you snort coke, you literally automatically get like 12 months in the rehab. You're a cokehead forever. The 80s, you snorted coke. It's like a fucking hoop. It is a great time. It's an occasion. Get the fuck out of here. Let's stop it with this whole, fuck you. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Motherfuckers go out there talking fucking nonsense. And by the way, Kate Upton is a fat fucking. I would fuck Nicki Minaj any day of a kid out there. This idea that Nicki Minaj is not hot because she's a fake plastic ass, I would fuck her sir up no matter what. I would find a hole squeeze her fucking ass and stick my white dick in there. No fucking problem. Anaconda was softcore pornography. No, it wasn't. It really wasn't. No, because, you know, why? What did she do any different from any fucking pop star that's done the last 10, 15 years? Why? What did she do? She shaked her big fat fucking ass, which is a great fucking, to me, it's an honor to watch that fucking ass shake. Fucking Nicki Minaj. Better than that Taylor Swift, that fucking cunt. Taylor Swift. Yeah. Yeah, Kanye West. Stop crying over it. Why don't you suck Kanye West's dick? The Kardashians are disgraced anyway. This fucking Bruce Jenner. He's a woman now. It's like, grow up. I always want to. No, you didn't. Stop it. Stop it. I always want to be a woman. No, you didn't. You're on TV. Someone suggested that. People can keep watching this shit show if you turn into a woman. That's what it came down to. It's all about that stupid fucking TV show. And they did it. They made their license open. Sweet. Good for them. Should you judge? Should I judge? No. Who cares? Good for them. Should I turn around and call them full of shit over it? Yeah, we are. Look at this. They go out there and masturbate. People just jerk off. It's rewarding. Rewarding. Believe me. I went 30 minutes in the floor. I don't know how much I have left. I don't know. There and fuck bitches. People with the shit clubs, listen. You gotta go to a shit club. You gotta go to a black strip club. And a lot of white guys go, why would you fuck black stripper? Like, well, listen. Okay? Good boy. A white stripper goes out there. She's not about your dick. She's not about earning a living. She's about shaming her father. She's telling her. She's like, fucking daddy did not give me the support I deserve, so I'm now gonna fucking strip. Are you willing to give your $20 to that? Compared to a Korean woman, a black stripper, who's just in it for the money, didn't have a father growing up. This was the best solution. She's in great shape, she can dance. She had no problem at the end of the night walking you to your car to get the extra $15 she charges for blowjobs. But keep going there naively, going, oh, why strippers? They're never gonna do it. Never. You gotta go for a black stripper. Who's gonna suck your dick after paying for free lap dance. Take care of you. That's what I go for. I don't go for it. Get to the curb. fucking buy strippers. Third card show. Third card show. What else am I going to tell us? 9:30. I play booze in me. I've stopped drinking for an hour. It looks like. There's some food on the way. Chicken parmesan. Who doesn't like chicken parmesan? Eat the fuck out of it. Chill out a little bit. Shower. Relax. The oats. Come back here. Wake up and smell the coffee, as they say. But the no reality. I'm going to tell you this. We've had a chat here. Too long. How am I worried about it? Listen, I'm playing half fatigued. Playing half gameless. What happens? I'm a Scientology. I'm talking about this shit. This is... I'm done. What to say? I'm with you an hour ago. 26. Yeah? Happens. Had a little bit of full fucking parmesan. People took it over because when you're Farron, Roger Maris, oh, bullpen. The NFL goes to that. NFL PDs. Half the league's on PDs. More than half the league's on PDs. No, they're not. Yeah, they are. They are. Well, don't they just... I'm sure they turned blind. Baseball, you should just been like, not the record, but who cares? Sport is sport. We have never seen a player better than Mickey Mantle. Yeah, he did Barry Bonds. Yeah, he did Alto Reyes. Well, they were on steroids. So what? And believe me, I'm the most anti-steroid guy around. I hate the fact that guys are used to dominate a sport like baseball. But, at the end of the day, that's what they did. There were no players better. There was not a player in the world better than Barry Bonds. Not a player better than Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, A-Rod. There weren't players better than you guys. Yeah, Griffey was great. Jeter was great. Greg Maddux, Tom Glavin. The list. On. And who's to say they did not use runs? Who really? No, what's that? I love Derek Jeter. And if I had to vote, if Jeter would do steroids once in his career, once, versus none, I would vote none. I would say he never used them. But who really is to say he didn't use them? But what would stop him? What would stop him? That was my food. But who's to say it?
Baseball.
In all reality, what's the difference? You're out there, play 162 games a year, you play 6 months around, your road trips and shit. The point is that at the end of the day, if this could make this shit easier, yeah, I'm sure there's more than enough players, including some of your favorites, to try to at least once. Maybe some guys caught on, maybe some guys were like, maybe they weren't doing the hard stuff. I saw A-Rod close up. I was like, holy shit, this guy's the largest human being ever. He's 6'4", 240 pounds of muscle. They don't make him like that. No, like, I mean, look, every part of his body was taped. Every part. He's there as a little, yeah. This is by accident.
Hello, Bench.
Oh, hi.
By
accident.
$2 for a tip.
Yeah. I want to put it down on charge.
I got a narrow routine. I've been bombing. It's been a horrible show. In my opinion.
Fucking, it's too moist in here. You gotta take us outside. This is outside soon. It's fucking too nice out, man.
It's nice out? Alright.
Yeah, no, but let me get. Fuck, don't worry about your show. I'm not pulling us up. No, they aren't arranged. Like, it's way too. It's fucking legendary out right now.
Legend.
So.
Give me $2.
Dude, I'm getting rid of this fucking. These cards are annoying as shit. I got too many cards in my fucking wallet.
I gotta recharge, get some Parmesan to me.
Hell yeah.
Shower me. Well, no, not shower.
No, I wanna lift some weights. I'm feeling fucking. I'm feeling good. And, like, I wanna lift some weight.
You're feeling shower.
No, I'm saying I want some. Maybe I'll have a Bialy opposed to a bagel.
Feeling Subway.
What'd you take? Where's for y'all at, yo?
Oh.
I mean, we're trying to see tomorrow. We'll see.
Feeling Subway.
I'm fucking feeling the whole. I'm always just hanging out and shit.
So nice out.
We gotta do some beers in the backyard, but I just want to take an hour off. At a Red Bull. And did my name? Did you let you want to go for a walk right now? You want to take a little time?
No, I have food.
Okay. So, you know, whatever. Oh, yeah, food coming. All right. So, I just want to just fucking. I'm enjoying this whole thing. It's springtime. It's nice out. Really nice out. So, I just want to take a walk and refresh everything, you know? Refresh. These cards are annoying as shit.
Yeah. Oh,
my fucking
life. All right, I got Michelle. Michelle is slumping.
Some cigarettes.
Slumping.
Three cigarettes. I'm going to get some cigarettes later. Sorry. Play music. I want to lift some weights for like 25 minutes.
Let's depress the episode.